Hey Oren, how you doing?
Hey Jerry, how you doing? I'm good.
How's the weather in New York these days?
It's rainy out at the moment. Rainy and warm.
Rainy and warm. How many years have you been an MVP now?
This is going on the second year,
Is that
so
right? Lots of fun.
excited that.
Are you going to a summit this year?
Of course, I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Yeah, nice. Summit gets better every year. It's on an upswing right now, really getting good too. I really like it. Hey, what are you working on?
I've been doing some XAML work lately for XUnit as I work on the next release of the Device Runner, and I wanted to show you a little bit about how that works.
Yeah, cool. Show me.
All right, so the XUnit for devices is a pretty easy way to get it's a pretty way to run XUnit unit tests for UWP, and the idea is that you can create a unit test application that they can run your unit tests on a device, and that works great for IoT, for Xbox when they support UWP applications, for phone, really anywhere a UWP app can run. Like maybe you scored a HoloLens and you want to run your unit tests on there to make sure nothing broke. So I'm going to create an application to host the tests, and I'm going to call it My Auth.
It's another awesome app. This is going to be like my awesome app 10, right? Because I'm sure that
Oh,
name's
yeah.
taken on yours. Nice.
Watch me live coding here.
If you're lucky enough to get a hot. Here, I'm going to put my HoloLens on.
Uh-oh. No, that's just teasing.
I took it back off. I left it. It fit fine.
The first thing I'm going to do here is I'm going to go into my project.json. And I don't know about you. I know a lot of people have said mixed things about the NuGet UI. I think it's gotten a lot better in 3.3. But I still find that editing the project.json is just the fastest way to go, especially with the awesome IntelliSense here. So I can just go XUnit, I can start typing, and it gives me this runner, devices. I hit tab a few times, and I can see what version. I'm going to pick the latest version. It's actually 2.0. Hit save, and that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, so much for me, that's so much easier than going into a dialog box. And if I build it, I can see it's going to restore it and it will show up. It's going to download all the latest stuff. So NuGet caches all of its packages in your machine. So if you have multiple projects sharing the same set of libraries, which is really common for if you're doing web applications or .NET Core or unit testing, you don't have 1,000 copies of the library all over your system. It's pretty cool as well. Saves disk space and it's faster. So if I come in here, I see I have a NuGet reference to the devices. And the first thing I'm going to do is go into my app.xaml.cs because we have to have a unit test application. And fortunately, the XUnit gives you all of the hard work is already done. So all I really need to do is and go in here is replace some XAML. And I'm going to just replace this with make this a runner application instead of a regular application. And then I'm going to go to the CS file and replace that with this method here. And if I compile that here now.
All right, so now you're no longer deriving from application, you're deriving from runner application,
That's correct.
and you're
And they,
also
I don't know
adding a
why.
test assembly.
Yep. So some of the squigglies go away after compiling it, and that has to do with the way XAML and Visual Studio Code Gens, its implementation. I changed the base type, so I confused it for a second.
Sure.
So I give you a base class so that you don't have to worry about any of the gobbledygook, and that's a technical term
Yeah,
that
sure.
we need to do here. So we can focus in just creating a new unit test. So I'm going to come in here and say, add new class, and I'm just going to say UWP runner tests. And I'm going to come in here and paste a few things in here just so you don't have to see me typing.
Okay.
It's going to show me that, hey, I need to bring the namespace in, so I'm going to do that. And if I do that, I need to make this a public class. For XUnit requires all of its classes to be public. And if we compile this here, we see that we are missing the assertions package, and that is my bad.
Okay.
I'll just go ahead here and
Easy
add
to
it.
add back in.
Oh yeah. I'll just do it this way. 2.0.1.
Just get everything.
I'll just get everything. I thought I had it in there, but that's what happens when you assume, right? We know what happens there.
And your app doesn't build when you assume. That's
exactly. So we go ahead. We add an XUnit as well, and magic. I mean, never ignore Visual Studio. It knows when you're wrong, even if you think you're right. Usually, Visual Studio knows better. We're good to go. And now what I'm going to do here is fire this up on my local machine here, and we can run these tests. And it's going to bring up a new application, nice and shiny orange here, I guess based on the current theme color. Nice. And it's going to discover some tests. So I can go ahead here, and I can run everything. And now, it's going to see.
This is awesome. So this part of this is, if I were on an IoT device now, I don't have to attach over to it. I'm running it directly inside this app.
You're debugging, yep. So if you have a normal remote debugging setup like you would just for development of your app, it's no different. So it's an application that just happens to provide all kinds of goodies for running tests. So I can view, I can step in here and see what exactly succeeded.
Wow.
So I have a test that failed. I can navigate and I can see what I expected, the actual. I can see that in this case, there's a skip test, so that one was not run. And it works with any XUnit extension. And that's one of the key features of XUnit, is that it's extensible. Suppose you want a test that is only run on Tuesday, you can do that. In fact, there's an extension online called Skippable Fact, where you can decide within the unit test itself at runtime whether it should be skipped or not.
Nice.
So that's something that none of the other test frameworks can do, because they have all their skip as an attribute. So, you know, what happens if, you know, you need to decide on any, you know, at runtime, it's Wednesday, it's 5 o'clock, it's Friday, time to go home. This test that's, you know, it should just get skipped. You can do that and let that save it for later.
Now, how do I, so is my awesome app, the app that you just created here, is this the unit test runner app, or is this your actual app?
This is just a dedicated app for running the unit test. This would be separate from your actual application.
And so this is an app, you have all the references the same, bringing in your libraries and all of that sort of business the same, so you can run tests against them. But you can run it specifically on the device. So now device family and whether or not the API information is the same, everything all the way down is going to be reliable because you're actually running it on that device.
Exactly. Mm. So it's running on the device. I can go in here and switch that to be device or the mobile emulator, and let's just pick one of these guys here. Sure. If I fire that up, it'll take a second. But I can show you it'll run on a phone just the same. So it's going to load this up. And the phone takes a minute or two to start.
So in a normal project, you have a solution, My Awesome App solution, and you have at least two projects in there. One is My Awesome App, and the other one is, My Awesome Runner, something like that?
Yep, you have My Awesome Runner. And the cool thing is that you only need one for all of your libraries. You want to have a set of unit tests that uses the full .NET framework, like file.open. And you know that can work with the Xamarin approach, Xamarin projects, and with .NET Desktop, but it doesn't. It's not supported in a PCL because there is no file type in there.
Yeah.
So I could do that with a shared code project and just pull that same test in and maybe have an ifdef if I need, as opposed to a portable library.
Cool. Run everything, man. Let me see it. Now
there
it's
we
running,
go.
Running on the phone.
Running on the phone, and it should be the exact same set of failures, and so it passes. And here we go.
Nice. Hey, that's very cool. That's very cool. And it builds all the UI for you. I mean, obviously, I saw you do it. You didn't almost do anything. It's cool. Nice. Oren, if somebody wants to find out more about XUnit, where do you send them? Where's the home for XUnit?
It's xunit.github.io.
Okay. Pull it down, start using it like that, or pull it right out of NuGet like you did, even
pull it
even
out of
easier.
NuGet. And I can just show you the one small thing. It was just hopefully the demo gods will continue being happy. Let's just do a portable library, and let's just say we're going to have a unit test library, and let's make it target 4.5 and Windows 8, no Silverlight, sorry, buddy, Windows Phone, and all these guys. I should give us a profile 259, the class library, the one that most people use these days.
Yeah.
Now, if I go in here and I go into my NuGet package here and install XUnit, I think I can go browse and I can go say XUnit. Hit install.
All right.
Should come in pretty quickly. And presto changeo, there we go. Now I go take and I'm just going to put in, let's just paste in one of these classes. Now I have a class library that has a unit test in there.
Yeah.
I'm going to add a reference to it from my awesome app.
Okay.
And there's only one other thing we need to do. And in the app.xaml.cs, we come in here and we have to add the test assembly.
Gotcha.
We just have to tell it.
So by default, you're getting the current test assembly. This one, you're adding this new one, this external one.
Class. Yep, exactly.
There you go.
Get type. Info dot assembly. And now when we run this, put the semicolon there. My phone go away. Yeah, I don't want to bring that up. So let me switch back to the local machine.
Okay.
And we should see this pop up. And we see that we have two assemblies. And nice. I can run the whole thing or run it individually. And there you go. This test passed. So you can have one runner that supports any number of applications, and this would be one way to say, let me test my PCL in a UWP setting, and again, across the whole range of devices that UWP supports.
I love it. Now, is there a way for you to build into this when it fails, then log it to a file or something like that as well, so you can have the information outside of the app right here?
So there is a way, and there's some configuration in the app itself in the runner application where you can configure a set of like a writer.
So I see.
You can go in here and say, let me go write this to a file. This could also be useful for auto start scenarios, auto start set to false by default. But suppose you have continuous integration set up on Visual Studio on team services.
Yeah.
You can go in there. You specify a writer because you need to give it someplace where it can write the information. And that's just an ordinary text writer. If you have your permission set up, this could be a socket, for example. You could write this and have it send information outside of the app itself.
I could create work items inside TFS or anything.
Yeah, you could do a lot in here. And if you come up with some cool text writers or integrations, pull requests are very much welcome. And you can find that, again, on GitHub /XUnit. And you can see the devices project in that organization.
Cool. Unit tests are a big deal. It's the way to keep your application stable. Oren, thanks for being on the show.
Oh, my pleasure.
I'll talk to you later.
Do you have a demo that you'd like to share? Send a note to Demo of the Day. That's DOTD @Microsoft.com.